Well, I suppose traditionally, in the past, you know, we would have had materials like wood and straw burned in, on bonfires for Halloween. But I suppose over the more recent years, we've seen a move towards waste materials, in particular bulky type waste, such as tires, mattresses, furniture, stuff like that. And obviously that is unacceptable, you know, because it's a waste material. When it's burned, then it releases dioxins into the air, which are harmful to the environment, but also harmful to our health. So we're just appealing to everybody once again to ensure that they do enjoy Halloween and just have fun in lots of other different types of ways, but to try and not maybe have a bonfire in their community, or if they are a community representation group, that they wouldn't supply materials, or if they're a business or a householder, that they don't supply materials for anybody collecting for bonfires, in particular waste type materials, just so that the environment's safe and also that the air that we breathe is nice and clean.
And while you can't rule out everyone not lighting a bonfire, obviously some will do so, but it's important to be mindful not to be lighting it near properties and so on.
The numbers have just decreased considerably over the years. You know, we may have a handful that happen each year now. So that has been great, and it's generally come from the local communities that have just decided, you know, that they don't want to tolerate them anymore in their locality. And for those reasons, for the fact that in often cases they are built close to houses and other property, and obviously some of them can be very large in size, so they can cause damage, and also damage to the areas, the green areas that are left behind, scarred, you know, with the burnt remnants. And again, then there's a cleanup operation that needs to take place as well with the debris that's left behind. So I think in general, bonfires have decreased in numbers, and a lot of that has come from the local community. And we would just sort of appeal to local communities to bear that in mind. And, you know, if they think there is going to be a bonfire, to try and discourage that in their area.